Chelsea, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
So Lakeside is opening. That means it's officially summer already. Didn't we just have snow?
Yeah, we did, and I was pretty sad about that. But, yep, we are making plans for opening this summer. We're getting everything ready to go, training staff, hiring everybody, all that jazz.
Yeah, and so Lakeside, for folks who are maybe not quite familiar with Lakeside, could you explain a little bit about what it is?
Lakeside's our local, like, small water park. It's on the south side of Lake Story, and we have a large water slide, a zero-depth pool, which is great for your little kids, and then a 5-foot pool, which is good for everybody, with lap lanes as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I may be throwing you on the spot here, but putting you on the spot, how long has Lakeside been there?
Oh, golly, longer than I've been alive.
Okay, yeah, so it has been here a while.
It's been under different names, but it was it's been a while.
That's right. And along with the water park, there's all the inside stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got Lakeside Rec right next door, and right now is a great time with all the snow and weird weather to come over and use our batting cage.
That's right.
We just got a brand new batting cage and a pitching machine. It can do all sorts of cool stuff like curveballs and softball and baseball.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. Last year, it kind of sidelined Lakeside a little bit. You had to put a whole bunch of you were closed for a while, right?
Yep.
And then you had a lot of restrictions going on. So
yeah, so we weren't able to open the water park at all last year. We were shut down during our prime hiring and training season, so we couldn't do it. And then Lakeside Rec, we had lots of limitations to begin with, and we've been able to keep that open the majority of this past year. With limitations.
Yeah. So opening the water park this year, lots of safety concerns and restrictions just to keep families safe.
Yeah. We've been doing research since last year on what we were going to do and just kind of been following what aquatic professionals across the country have been doing. We've got a few ideas in place, but we're going to wait until we're a bit closer to the opening to cement those things, just because stuff might change again.
Oh, sure. Well, I bet it is changing all the time. But of course, you know, you just like any other business, you're constantly cleaning, constantly disinfecting and sanitizing and all that, right?
Yep. Yeah. Right now, we're planning on time slots. We're not exactly sure on what time of day those will be, but looking at 2-ish hour time slots. So groups can come in for that time frame. It's just you and up to whatever our capacity is, which right now would be 50 people.
Okay.
And then grouping by your household group with the color-coded wristbands.
Yeah.
But
open 7 days a week?
We're hoping.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, wonderful. So you are hiring and you need lifeguards.
Yeah, we definitely need lifeguards. We've hired we're in the process of hiring probably about, I think, 10 people right now. And doing certification classes at the end of May. But we've got spots available for 17 or more additional lifeguard staff, which could be 15 or older.
Okay.
Will anybody that can swim and can focus, I'm happy to interview and help you get to the point where you can do lifeguarding.
Sure. And typically it's a teenage, early 20s kind of job. It's a great. My wife was a lifeguard at Lake Story there when she was a kid back in the 80s. So it was a great part-time job for a teenager.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And college returning student, that kind of thing. Yep. Yep.
Absolutely. So how do they sign up? How do they send their resume or apply?
The city's website's got a job application link on there, and you just fill out that general information. It gets emailed directly to me, and then we get in contact, set up an interview, get you set up with the lifeguard certification course, all that jazz.
Sure. And it also helps if they're already certified. Do they have to be certified through the city, or if they...
Nope. If they're already certified through the Red Cross, they can just come on in and we'll be able to hire them and then do some skill training and that kind of stuff later on.
Oh, great. Yeah. What other things do they do with as long as they're a lifeguard, but they're also doing other duties?
Oh, yeah. So right now, because of COVID, we're doing all sorts of cleaning things.
Yeah.
So like we'll be doing wiping down, spraying, disinfecting, all that. But we do generally do cleaning, but they also do swim lesson instruction, which is a lot of fun. Aquatic fitness class instruction for some of our older staff who are a bit more experienced. And then sometimes they help with swim team as well, along with special event programming. So like the Candyland Ball and Easter egg hunt, we got to be in that, or some of my guards got to be in that and help with the egg dash. So we did egg delivery and they were helpful with that.
Boy, again, for a part-time job for a teen or a college, age student, boy, what a great job.
Right. And you start off making a dollar more than minimum wage if you do lifeguarding. So, I mean, for a 15-year-old, that's a pretty good pretty good pace to start with.
You're from around this area?
Yeah, I grew up here, graduated from high school, Galesburg High School, and went to Sandburg and then went to Monmouth College.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you always wanted to get into recreation type work, career?
Yes and no. I thought I wanted to be a teacher, but ended up circling back. Recreation's always been my passion. Like, I've always had jobs in recreation. That's where I've always been the happiest, and I just didn't realize it till I got to full-time rec.
Yeah. Did you work for the city?
Okay. Growing up, that was my first job. I worked for Elizabeth Varner doing lifeguarding, actually.
You did. I shared earlier, my wife was a lifeguard back in the day, in the 80s at Lake Story. And I remember I just thought it was cool that, I thought the lifeguards were cool because I wasn't cool. And and here are the people that are watching out for us. And I was like, how do you get a job as a lifeguard? And they said, well, first of all, you got to know how to swim. And I went, well, that's not me. So, but so you were a lifeguard and you did all the other things that, the teenagers did as far as working for the city there.
Yeah, yeah, we did. I did swim lessons and helped with some different coaching things and did all the special events that Elizabeth had. We got to help with the boat regatta back when we did that.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And how long have you been the recreation supervisor?
Oh, that's a hard question. I think it's been 4 years. It'll be 4 years. I think it's 4 years.
And so here you are, recreation supervisor, and COVID-19 hits and you have to close Lakeside. You have to change pretty much the way you do just about everything that nobody else in your position has had to deal with ever.
Yep.
In the city. And it's been a tough year for you.
Yeah, it was definitely hard. I didn't realize how stuck we necessarily were on doing things the way we always did them.
Yes.
And it's so hard to shake that mindset of like, oh, we've always done it this way. But this year has really taught us like you don't have to keep doing it the same way. And people still come.
Yeah.
And they still want it. And we found a lot of programs that we never would have done if we hadn't been shooken up. So
what are some of those programs that...
So right now we're looking at, we've been doing take home craft kits.
Yes.
Our recreation coordinator headed that up and she had incredible success. We sold 43 craft kits, which is crazy. Yeah. And then we did a take home egg hunt last year. So this time around, cause it's just COVID's not over yet.
Right.
So we did take home, we did delivery and we did in person.
Yeah.
And that was very successful. More people signed up for the take home version than anything else.
Really? That's wonderful.
Yeah. I think we had close to 150 people sign up for take home.
Okay.
And then we delivered eggs to people's houses. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Those are some of the ones that just like come to mind for.
I bet you're looking forward to getting back to our normal egg hunts and,
yes,
and all that.
Yes.
Because that's, to see all those people out there at one time and trampling through the snow to find the eggs.
Yes. Hopefully no more snow at Easter, but yes.
No kidding. One thing that we were talking about off mic is Lake Story. A lot of people thought that Lake Story was closed.
Yeah.
Last year.
We've been getting a lot of phone calls, even recently, asking whether or not the lake is open. And whether or not people are allowed to go hiking or anything. And yes, it is open.
The whole park. Yeah. That people were wondering if it was still open.
And, yeah.
Yeah. But, I suppose with everything else going on in our world, there is bound to be a little confusion out there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But we want everyone to get out and use the parks. If it's Lake Story or any of our other local parks, those are open for you to use. Just use common sense and social distance from people that aren't part of your household.
Absolutely. Something else that's pretty exciting is that you have a brand new kind of registration software that's getting ready to be unveiled, right?
Yeah. So we just went live for registrations a little bit ago, maybe last week.
Okay.
But it's called Smart Reg through Amelia, and it's pretty slick. I'm excited about it. Whenever you do transitions, there's always some hiccups, but it's a lot faster. It remembers information for you, whereas our old stuff, you had to fill in things every single time for different stuff. But this one it auto-fills everything. You can save credit cards. Eventually, you're going to be able to reserve your shelter reservations online and not have to call us anymore, which I'm sure some people will be excited about. If you still want to call, you definitely can. But
you can check availability and sign up and all that. Wow, that's really... going to be a lot easier, isn't it?
I think
convenient.
So. Yeah. Our goal in the whole switch is to provide the service online, but to make it easier for everybody. And the design of the program itself is designed to benefit the customer. It's supposed to make their lives easier.
Okay. And how do they access that?
It's on the city's website. So the same place they would have gone for our old registration software on the city's website. There's a button you can push. It's like register for Parks and Rec. It'll take you to the same spot or to the new spot.
The city of Galesburg offers so many wonderful programs. And we mentioned last segment here that you said you were so used to doing things one way. COVID hits, and suddenly you have to kind of look outside the box, mm-hmm. and continue to offer programs just in a different way, safe way, that was safer way, or kind of
modified way,
modified yeah. COVID way, I guess. You know, so we're going to talk about a few of those activities, and one of those is the Touch a Truck, but it's not really the Touch a Truck this year.
It's Don't Touch a Truck this right. year. Yeah, yeah. So we were racking our brains on how to still do the event, but not do it virtually, because I'm over virtual. I feel like everybody else is over virtual.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is a drive-through Touch a Truck event this year, and we're still on the lookout for any cool vehicles. So if you know somebody who's got a really big truck or weird vehicle that maybe they wouldn't want people to touch, but they're okay with people looking at, give me a call over at Lakeside Rec. But it's May 5th from 3 to 5 p.m. instead of our normal morning time. We figured most of the kids are not going to be able to come for a field trip, just with the way schooling's going right now. So we switched the times up just for this year. So it'll be after school from 3 to 5 p.m. on May 5th out at Lake Story Pavilion. It'll just be drive-through. So like we'll have some goodie bags to give away for the first however many people there. And we'll have all sorts of cool people and trucks to drive by and look at.
You could call it the Cinco de Mayo
we could.
Kid car show, you know. Don't touch a truck. So some of the vehicles that you'll have there will be your typical touch a truck vehicles, big moving equipment and fire trucks and
that kind of stuff. Most of the police or most of the city departments have already confirmed they'll be able to be there. So we'll have fire trucks and police cars, and I think the sheriff's department is coming out. We've got the Miss Mariposa bus, which is the butterfly bus, if you've ever seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I've been in touch with some local car collectors, so I know we have at least one classic car planned to be there if the weather's okay. We've got some other fancier vehicles too that are coming, but we'll take anybody else too.
We need to get the Oscar Mayer Wiener vehicle there.
It's so hard to get.
We need to get the Addams Family car there.
Where's that?
I don't know.
Okay.
And the Batmobile.
I tried.
You did.
No response.
I'm just throwing out, fantastical vehicles that we should have there.
I would love to have those.
The mystery machine.
Yeah. There's Scooby-Doo. A van that drives around Galesburg that is that. So whoever you are, if you hear this, call me at Lakeside Rec and I will make a spot for you at our Don't Touch a Truck.
But kids love all that, the earth moving stuff, the bigger, the better, the giant tractors with the tractors with the bulldozer tread on them, all those kind of cool, big earth moving equipment.
Yes. And I know we definitely have a snowplow that's going to have one of the huge bulldozers on the front of it. And I think we've got some tractor like farm equipment secured as well. And I'm hoping for some buses too, but those will be a little bit more commonplace, but still it's fun stuff to be able to see.
Well, I hope that, kudos to you and your team for putting this together. It's tough because the Touch a Truck before, it's where kids would go out and they can climb on them and touch them and kind of get inside the cabs and all that. And it's a shame that we're not able to do that this year. Hopefully as things get back to more normal, maybe next year we'll be able to get back to normal, but
we're hoping next year it'll be back to do Touch a Truck.
So again, how do they, if they would like to participate, they just contact you in your office?
If they want to be a vehicle at our event, just contact me. But if they want to come to the event, they just come out.
Okay.
It's just drive through. We're not requiring any registrations or anything because everybody's just driving past. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
May 5th, 3 to 5 that afternoon there at Lake Story, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We're talking with Chelsea Moberg. She's the recreation supervisor for the City of Galesburg Parks and Rec. We've got Movie in the Park coming up.
Yeah. So the IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union sponsors a movie in the park normally. And this year, we're doing one on a Friday evening in July, on July 9th. And we're going to do the live-action Lion King.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So these movies in the park have been pretty popular. Now that digital projectors became a little more affordable and a lot of people could get them, a lot of communities have been doing these movies in the park. Yeah.
And we're really lucky that the credit union is willing to take care of all the rights and everything for it too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's free and we're doing pre-registration just because of COVID in case there's any exposure, but basically everyone's just going to come out. They're going to space with their own household in the grass, like, and just enjoy a movie.
Yeah.
And there'll be free popcorn. We'll have some, no touching games that we'll do activities ahead of time and it should be a pretty good time.
Yeah. Movie in the park. Again, what's the July 9th?
Yep. July 9th. Okay. And then registration's on our new Smart Rec registration site.
Chelsea Moberg is the recreation supervisor for the city of Galesburg. You just released your newsletter that had a lot of these activities listed in them. And where can they get that? Has it been mailed out? But also you can see it online and...
So right now, if you want a copy of that and you haven't gotten one, you can contact our office and we'll be able to forward that over to you and get you signed up. But the register or the issues that have gone out through MailChimp.
Okay, gotcha. Some other big things coming up here is your fitness programs.
Yeah. So we made a switch with Hawthorne Pool to membership fees instead of paying separately for fitness classes. So now if you have a pool membership, you just get to go to fitness classes.
When did that change, Chelsea?
Oh, it was a couple months ago.
Okay.
We made that transition during COVID because it was just like constant stop start. So we just said, you know, we'll just make it a membership thing and be able to just extend your membership.
Sure. What's the membership cost?
So there's a couple different options.
Sure.
If you want to just sign up for the 1 month, it's $30. Okay. It's like 30 days is $30. And then if you want a 90-day membership, it's $80. But if you've got family members with the 90-day membership, that you can add them on for much cheaper on there, too.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah.
And you can do all that sign up online through our new registration site.
Okay, wonderful. So you said you've now included with this membership our fitness programs.
Yeah. So that was the aquatic fitness, which would be Aqua Zumba, Aqua Motion, and Aqua Ease. So those are Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and morning classes and evening classes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how many days a week are those going on?
3 days, but you get nine different classes over the course of the week.
Oh, wow.
And you can go to any of them.
Yeah.
Or all of them.
Out at Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who are not sure, it's Hawthorne is, gosh, I don't know. How do you explain where that is?
South of Walmart. It's if you've played in the baseball leagues, like where Royals Field is, it's right there. It's that big, big brick building.
Yeah. And back in the day, people used to say it's where research used to be out there.
Yeah.
And that's going back a long, long, long time. I'm making myself seem very old here. So Chelsea Moberg is the recreation supervisor for the city of Galesburg, Parks and Rec. And we're talking about swimming, aqua fitness. Let's talk about learn to swim classes.
Yeah. So right now we've been filling up for our swim lessons, which is a great, great problem. I like this problem.
Yeah.
But we've got evening classes throughout the year on Tuesday, Thursdays. And then we have Monday, Wednesday morning classes that we'll offer a June session and a July session.
Okay. So and of course, it's only for kids because only kids should be able to learn to swim, right?
Actually, no.
No. You see, I was setting her up there.
Yeah. We changed the way that the sign-up works for our evening lessons, so you can sign anyone up from 6 months old all the way up until you're 100 and however many years old.
Yeah.
And we've actually got a group slot for adults or 13 and older. So
okay.
If you're an adult and you want to learn how to swim and you just never got a chance, like you can sign up and come do group lessons or you could do private lessons if you'd rather not be around a bunch of other little kids. And it's a low impact exercise. So if you've got arthritis and you need to lose a little bit of weight, like it's not an easy way, but it's a good way to exercise without adding extra stress to your joints.
That's right. Now, how long, and you've done these learn to swim classes, right?
Yeah,
you've taught these classes before.
And I took them too.
And you took them. Okay.
Yeah.
So how long, you know, on average does it take an adult to learn how to swim? And I know there's basic. You have to know, you know, there's a lot of different variables, but on average, what do you think?
I would say give yourself 3 months.
Okay.
If you're very motivated and don't have a lot of fear, you could probably do it in 1 or 2 months pretty easily.
Yeah.
But 3 months gives you plenty of time to get practice. It's a lot of motor skills and like there's like a there'll be a moment in your brain where like, oh, suddenly it'll click and you can do the thing.
Yeah.
Whereas like you weren't able to before.
Yeah. What do you think the biggest, when you say fear, what do you think the biggest fear is for an adult? Now, kids just learning to swim, that's their, you know, that's easy to figure out. But for an adult, there's a lot of different things that come into play. But
I think one of the fears is just looking silly. Which, like, if you don't know how to, just, like, not being in control but looking silly. But another one is typically, like, if someone had a near-drowning experience or if they had a family member who drowned. Like, those are the two biggest ones, more than likely.
So but, what are some things that you do to help people get past that?
So we really, like, with the adult-level lessons, we have our staff talk to them and find out what their goals are. It's not us setting the goals, it's you. So if success for you means getting in the pool today, that's what success means. Or if it means that you need to be able to swim a full length in the pool and, like, learn how to do freestyle, like, that's what success means. So we don't set the bar, you set the bar, and then we help you get to the bar that you want to get to.
So we're going to try to get in a few more things here. There's so much going on with the city of Galesburg. And
every week.
Yes. And one great place that you can find all this information is on the website, your Parks and Rec website.
Yep. And that'll link you right to our social media pages, which would be Facebook page.
Yes.
And that's going to be probably the most up-to-date currently.
Yeah. Make sure you follow those Facebook, that Facebook page so you can stay up-to-date on everything. Well, let's get into one of the things that people like, my wife and I like to do is walk around Lake Story. And we love going through all the nature trails and there's so many things when it comes to nature programming that maybe people don't even realize you do.
Yeah, so we actually have a nature center. It's pretty small. It's very cute. But right now it's we're mostly doing outdoor programming just because of COVID. But we've got a huge set of trails. I think it's probably like almost 2 miles worth of trails on the south side of Lake Story now. And we do free programming on second Saturdays of every month. So this coming one in May, we've got the second Saturday program is Camping Basics. So if you're thinking about going out and doing some camping this summer, but you don't know what you're doing, our resident expert Darla is going to run through how to do camping, the things that you need and like what to expect.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, your nature center is right next to... It's right there at Lakeside.
Yep.
Right.
It's just past Lakeside Water Park, out by the woods.
And you have some programs. Normally, pre-COVID... You would have programs there at the inside?
Sometimes we would have them inside, or we have like stations and that kind of stuff in there. Right now we're limiting to small groups that go through it's a small space. But we do have our preschool program too.
Oh, okay.
Little Sprouts that does every Friday. Friday.
Did you say Little Sprouts?
Yeah.
That's so great.
It's so cute, right?
Yeah.
If you get to see the flyers, they have little leaves coming off of the little sprouts. It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
But our one of our staff people, Angie, does a really good job of making preschool programming for that.
Okay.
It's about an hour, and I'd say probably like 15 or so minutes of it is just like hiking time. That's a little bit on the guided side. And then like we work with like the public library, and then a master naturalist comes out and helps us with it.
Yeah.
So I think we're doing backyard adventures in May for that one.
So the little sprouts are walking around in the little trails and looking at birds and leaves and sticks and all that. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. They normally do some sort of like a craft or an activity and then they learn a little bit and then they'll go off and go exploring and they do story time.
Yeah. And getting back to those trails, boy, when you said there's so many trails you can go. And one thing that my wife and I, we like to go there on Saturday mornings in the spring and summer. And it's a great time to go in the early morning because there's a few bikers out, you know, so you have to be careful. The bikers are so respectful of the walkers, you know. They can see you coming before you see them, and that's kind of strange, but they'll stop and wait for you to go by, and it's really safe, and it's so cool. You feel like you're in a totally different place.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't realize, you kind of forget you're at Lake Story.
Yep. We're really lucky to have so many volunteer groups that upkeep those trails for us.
They do, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah. Like all of the biking stuff that's out there, there's a group that takes care of that and put in all of the really cool, like the wooden bridges and curves and all that. And then on the south side, our naturalist Darla and her group does all of our trail expansions, which we actually have a couple volunteer opportunities for that.
Really?
Yeah. On May 1st and May 8th, there's two different signups, but you can come out and help with trail maintenance. So if you need volunteer hours, so high school students, or National Honor, whoever, if you guys need volunteer hours, we need people to help, with like weeding, pulling branches and that kind of stuff off of trails, all that jazz.
Yeah. When you do go out on the trails, make sure you wear a hat.
Yes.
Because you want to make sure the little creepy crawlies are gonna get in there. Yeah, that's one thing my wife would, she's got lots of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she forgets her hat, and then she's just the whole time she's got her hands on her head, you know,
yeah.
We're walking out there.
My favorite is to bring a stick, so you put that in front of you and knock the spider webs
down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Chelsea Moberg is the recreation supervisor for the City of Galesburg Parks and Rec, and yoga in the park is back.
Yeah, we had to take a brief break last year, just with all the COVID changes and some transitions that were happening. Yeah. But we're happy to bring it back this year. It'll be at the same location, and we're just asking everyone to pre-register. There's no cost or anything, but it's Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. Starting the first weekend of June, so the 5th, going through the last weekend of August.
Yep. We would see them out there, my wife and mm-hmm. I, when we're walking out there, and think, my gosh, they're so motivated, and they look so peaceful and stretchy. Yeah.
Yeah. I've done it a few times, and I'm glad I did it.
Yes.
But it's waking up is hard sometimes.
That's right. And mm-hmm. and another activity, stroller size.
Yeah.
What is that?
So our recreation coordinator is working on a new program called Stroller Size. So the idea is to meet out at Lake Story for those of you who are new parents and you want to just meet up with other parents and get a little exercise in.
Yeah.
So the program is free, and we're doing a couple days in May just to see how it goes. So there's evening and morning ones. We've got Friday, May 7th and 21st from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. And then Tuesday, May 11th and 25th. On Tuesdays from May 11th through 25th, 5:30 to 6:30. But
yeah.
We're just asking for pre-registration for that, so we make sure we don't have too many people.
Yeah, there's some very serious stroller size moms out there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they've got some, with the tread tires, and I mean, they're running behind them. Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
They're serious about it.
I think ours is a little bit less serious.
Yeah, right. I was about to say. You don't have to have one of those, $700 strollers that can move themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Nope. If you do, that's great. But if you don't, that's okay, too.
That's right. Well, Chelsea Moberg is the recreation supervisor for the City of Galesburg Parks and Rec. And one of the things that we were talking about offhand, we wanted to make sure that we talked about in this last segment, was your mobile playground. And you didn't get a chance to do this last year because of COVID. So
mm-hmm.
this is pretty exciting for you to introduce this to the community.
Yeah. So the fire department actually donated one of their trucks to us last year, basically last year. We were going to launch in May, but COVID just kind of put a squash on that. But we had Dave's Auto Body helped. They redid the decaling on it and helped us update it a little bit. So it doesn't say fire truck anymore.
Oh, sure.
It says retired fire truck.
Yeah.
But we got it packed full of different toys and activities. And we're going to schedule different times, we'll have that out to the public. But we'll go to local parks and we'll have toys available for kids to be able to play out at the park. There's no cost. It's just us bringing toys out. So there's more things to do at the various parks in the area.
So when you say there's toys and stuff, what kind of things do you have on this mobile playground?
Oh, there's all sorts. Anything you can think of that you'd have on a playground at school,
okay.
We've got that. So we've got dodgeballs, soccer balls, footballs, volleyballs. Wiffle balls,
yeah.
And like the plastic baseball bats that go with it. We've got volleyball nets. We have hula hoops. We have jumbo board games and that kind of stuff.
Wow.
There's quite a few things.
Yeah, aren't kidding. Yeah. A mobile playground.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing.
Yeah, we're lucky to be able to do it.
Yeah. How do we know where it's going to be? Will you let people know on your Facebook page where it's going to be?
Yep. Okay. And once we get the schedule hammered down, which will probably be the very beginning of May, we'll get that put out on Facebook. We'll put it on our email blast, and then we'll probably put it out on the rainout line as well.
Okay. Well, we're running out of time here, but I did want to go back to Lakeside opening. And
mm-hmm.
again, this is a big thing because it had to be closed last year. So you're all really excited to get back to business here.
We are. We're ready. I have been ramping up and getting excited for this. We've already bought some of our stuff for the summer.
Yeah.
We're getting prepared. We've got safety plans in progress, and we'll get those released to the general public. But we're planning on reopening and with a modified schedule and modified offerings. But definitely we're ready.
Memorial Day weekend?
Yep.
Yep. And you are hiring lifeguards. So once again, we want to get that out.
Yes. Yeah. Lots of lifeguards. That would be fabulous.
Okay. So we have to. You can get all the information on the city's Parks and Recs website.
Yep.
But certainly follow their Facebook page because you put a lot of information there.
We do. All of our upcoming events, flyers, everything goes out there, and we put reminders out. So if you're like me and you want to wait till the last minute to do anything, we almost always have a reminder out there for all of our early bird deadlines so that way you don't miss that discount and then the last minute to register for stuff too.
Chelsea, thank you so much to you and your team, and best of luck for this season. Let's hope it all goes the way we hope it goes, okay? All right, come back and see us again soon, all right?
All right.